Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. Today we're tackling a big one. How to focus on the present moment and let go of that pesky regret monster. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying past mistakes? You know that feeling when your mind's a time machine, constantly jumping back to what-ifs and should-haves. Yeah, I get it, trust me. We all have those moments where we wish we could rewind and change things. But here's the thing. Dwelling on the past is like trying to walk forward while looking backward. You're bound to stumble. Today, we're going to equip ourselves with some tools to stay grounded in the now and free ourselves from the weight of regret. Because, listen, your future self will thank you for it. First things first, acknowledging the past is important. It shapes us, teaches us, but it doesn't have to define us. Those experiences, both good and bad, are part of your story, your unique tapestry. But what we choose to do with those stories matters. We can let them drag us down or use them as fuel to move forward. Number 2. Practice mindful awareness. This isn't about emptying your mind. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, right here, right now. It could be feeling your feet on the ground, noticing the taste of your coffee, or listening to the sounds around you. These small acts can anchor you in the present and break the cycle of replaying the past. Third, replace what-ifs with what-nows. Instead of getting stuck in hypothetical scenarios, ask yourself, what can I do right now to move towards what I want? It's a powerful shift in perspective that puts you back in control. Remember, you have the power to shape your future, one choice at a time. Fourth, embrace forgiveness. This isn't just about forgiving others, it's about forgiving yourself. Holding on to resentment and guilt only keeps you tethered to the past. It's a release that allows you to move forward with lightness and clarity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. You are human. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have, rather than what you lack, can be a game changer. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. This simple practice can shift your entire mindset and help you see the present moment with a fresh perspective. Think about it. That frustrating traffic jam could be an opportunity to listen to your favorite podcast or learn a new language. Maybe that canceled meeting is actually a blessing in disguise, freeing up time for something more important. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you realize, hey, this might not be so bad after all. That's the power of shifting your perspective and finding the good in any situation. Let me give you an example. Picture this. You just bombed a presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with thoughts of what went wrong, how you could have done better, and the judgmental stares of your colleagues. You feel defeated, embarrassed, and ready to crawl under a rock. But then, you remember these tips. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and remind yourself that this one presentation doesn't define your entire career. You focus on what you learned from the experience. Maybe you need to practice more, or perhaps there were certain points you could have emphasized differently. And most importantly, you choose to forgive yourself. You know everyone makes mistakes, and this is an opportunity for growth. Instead of letting regret drag you down, you turn that energy into motivation. You use the feedback to improve your skills and come back stronger next time. You see? The same situation can be viewed in two completely different ways, with regret or with resilience. So remember, folks, don't let regret steal your present moment. Practice mindfulness, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and remember that every experience is a learning opportunity. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to stay present and let go of regret? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using Spartan Mental Gym. and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a daily dose of mental muscle building. See you tomorrow for another Spartan Mental Gym workout.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.